Luis Moreno Ocampo, the International Criminal Court's prosecutor, is examining the case for Palestinian jurisdiction over alleged crimes committed in Gaza.
A few days ago, on 21st of January, a difference was the Minister of Justice, Mr. Ali Hassan, from Palestinian authorities, came to my office and gave us this document. How this changed the situation? Now, I have a duty first to analyze a complex legal issue. Has the Palestinian Authority, the legal authority, to accept the jurisdiction of the court or not? That is a very important legal issue.
Under the Rome Treaty that founded the ICC in 2002, investigation and prosecutions over allegations of the most serious war crimes and crimes against humanity can happen only if the country responsible is unwilling or unable to do so through its national courts. In the case of crimes committed in the Gaza Strip, the ICC was said to be hesitant to take the case because it had no jurisdiction over Israel, a non-signatory to the court.
We received a lot of letters and communications from different individuals and organizations saying that there are allegations of serious crimes committed in Gaza. The problem is the area to start the case there, I need a Security Council resolution because Israel is not a state party.
Palestinian groups petitioned the ICC last month, asserting that the Palestinian Authority is the de facto state in the territory where the crimes were allegedly committed.
If I say yes to this legal issue, I can analyze crimes committed, and the third step will be if someone else is doing national proceedings. And I believe also it's important that the Palestinian Authority make this, it's an important step they did. So they are presenting a legal aspect. I believe it's better to discuss legally than to throw bombs. So I think it's a better area to discuss.
The prosecutor's office has already received several files on the alleged crimes from Palestinian groups and is awaiting further reports from the Arab League and Amnesty International, producing evidence gathered in Gaza. This case has wide-reaching implications for Palestinians because a Palestinian state that ratified the Rome Treaty will then be able to refer alleged Israeli war crimes to the court without having to go through the current legal maze. For Press TV in The Hague, this is Hayat Zaghi.